was a rape. I think they really started was a rape. A nigger raped a white woman.
She said it was a black man, but it wasn't a black man. It was a white man.
It was the very first day of 1923, a cold Monday morning in a small, segregated sawmill company town near Florida's Big Bend Gulf Coast. In the white workers' quarters of Sumner, a white woman, Fanny Taylor, screamed that a man had beaten her to her kitchen floor.
It was a white man. My aunt and my niece was there washing that day, and they saw him when he left.
What really had happened was that the white gentleman was Miss Taylor's secret lover, and he would visit her early in the morning hours. And as my great-grandmother, Sarah Carrier, attempted to tell the people who came to Fanny Taylor's home what actually took place, she was admonished and asked to leave.
Back in them days, a black man didn't touch a white woman, period. If he did, well, he was just a dead nigger, and that's all it was.
There's no factual evidence that Mrs. Taylor was sexually assaulted. But as rumors flew, the county sheriff drove up with word of a black convict who'd broken from a chain gang nearby. Sumner's white men got their guns and bloodhounds. The scent led up the railroad tracks toward the village of Rosewood, home of more than 100 black people.